never rests.
What is up, everybody? This is the Georgia Show. I am Jake Rowe. He is Jake Roos. We are from Dogs HQ. And this show is presented by Bulldog Snacks, the official snack of Georgia, University of Georgia football, University of Georgia athletics, and the Classic City Collective. Jump on over there. Listen, they got Black Friday going on. And I'll go ahead and tell you right now, any purchase, $40 or more, you get 25% off. That's going to start next week, starting on Black Friday, all through the Georgia Tech game, Cyber Monday as well. They're going to have you covered. Delicious cookies, delicious bars. And they go directly to the proceeds. Some of the profits go to the student athletes, University of Georgia and the Classic City Collective. So Bulldog Snacks, we love them. They're good to us. They're in a lot of ways. Taste good. And the folks over there are also
they're hard on your waistline, I think. But they're for you personally, I mean.
I don't know. I started eating Bulldog Snacks. I've dropped about 20 pounds. So, Yeah, this is in no way a endorsement of that nature. But listen, Georgia coming off of its ninth win of the season, 59-21 over UMass. Some good and some bad. Some good, the offense stays hot. Some bad, the defense takes a step or two back. I'm not worried, but at all. Like, I don't really have any concerns for the defense other than the fact that Christian Miller got hurt, and we don't really know the extent of that. But, Jake, obviously it's just not impressive to anybody. Not that I don't know that Georgia needs it. They had two people in front of them lose today.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I understand everybody being underwhelmed with that performance defensively. You know, that was what Carson Beck's performance in Ole Miss looked like. But from the defensive perspective, I mean, these guys were just not there in almost any case. I'm not super shocked that that happened, Jake. I mean, it was a 12:45 kickoff ahead of Thanksgiving against UMass. So, look, I'm not saying you can overlook anybody, but Georgia certainly not had the luxury to overlook anybody this season. But if you were going to do it, that was probably the team it was going to happen against. And I think defensively, yeah, they really had some struggles throughout this one. But for me, the big encouragement is that you saw carryover from last week's performance offensively. Carson Beck was sharp once again. That's 2 weeks in a row for him. He hasn't really put together two good drives, let alone been able to string two games together from time to time. So, a lot to be encouraged about, I think, on the offensive side of the ball. You can work out those defensive problems, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, for me, listen, this is kind of like a team struggling offensively back in 2022. Like, I've already seen really, really stinking good from this defense and really, really stinking good when it matters. Texas, the Tennessee game, especially the second half last week, they had stretches of the Alabama game where they played well enough to get Georgia back in it. And that was when this team really got healthy and grew up some. And in the Ole Miss game, they forced a lot of field goals. They did a great job in the red zone. They did a great job stalling those drives. Today, some of it was fluky. Second half touchdown pass, I think, it falls into that. I mean, it just kind of fit in there, and Georgia didn't play it well. I don't want to say it was lazy, but it was unfocused. It definitely looked like a team that lacked some focus and missed some assignments and responsibilities that they should have taken care of.
That particular touchdown you're talking about, to me, looked lazy. That was not a good effort on that particular one. But yeah, unfocused is a good way to say it. Like I said, man, I think it's just a classic case of overlooking your opponent. I really do. Yeah, you know, UMass 2-8 just fired their coach on Sunday. You got to understand these guys are probably saying, look, if the team wasn't good enough to keep the coach around, we probably don't have too much to worry about either. You don't want to see that consistently, obviously. But like I said, you know, there were some positive things you saw offensively from Carson Beck, especially. To me, he's the guy that you've needed to get hot throughout this season, and he's kind of doing it at the right time. Again, you know, we have to contextualize that it is UMass. So, but he did that coming off of the Tennessee performance where he looked really solid as well. So to me, you've got two good weeks in a row to build off of him. That's a much better sign than any concern I would have to the opposite for the defense.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And on top of that, you know, we're talking about two different bodies of work here. You know, we're talking about a defense that, listen, two of the five home games this season, they've kind of had some letdowns defensively. Mississippi State really reminded me of that in a lot of ways. I know Mississippi State's more talented. That's probably why they scored 30 instead of 21. But they've had some letdowns mentally, and they've got to kind of – they don't do that really in the bigger game. They haven't really done that in the bigger games. They definitely didn't do that last week. And, you know, I guess once, you know, just too many big plays. I mean, too many really explosive plays, too many explosive runs. I was looking earlier, and Georgia had allowed, I want to say, just three runs of 30 yards or more coming into the game. They allowed two on Saturday, today. So that's just not a very good overall. Again, I don't want to question effort because I just don't know, but I do. It was a poor performance. They did not play well, but I will say I will kind of get to your point. The offense shows some discombobulation later, but I think it, you know, in a game like this, when your defense gives up that first score, for the offense to come out and kind of look like it's supposed to. Again, I'm not saying that, oh my God, look at this offense, it's flying out of the gates now, but for it to come out and look like it's supposed to, that it to do is exactly what it's supposed to, which is score basically every time it got the football until this game was out of reach, that's a positive. That's something that this offense could kind of feel good about while also being able to go back and say, hey, we got some stuff to correct. And it's, I guess it starts with Carson Beck, who, after starting really fast, was a little bit up and down and then kind of got it going again.
Yeah, you know, the other guy I think that really took a step forward in this one and probably played one of his more complete games was Nate Frazier. I thought that it was kind of a good day at the office for him, just kind of all around. Saw him do some really nice things. Probably missed a couple of holes that he could have hit. And, you know, he's a little want to dance around back there. You know, I get that. I think we've seen that kind of consistently from him this year. But, you know, from an overall perspective, you know, that one he busted to the outside there at the left, I think it was 15 yards for the touchdown. Just some nice burst on that, some great acceleration. So, you know, again, a good day overall. I mean, Gunnar Stockton, 75% on the day. Maybe he's going to take the job. Who knows at this point?
Who knows? Who knows?
No, but I think that, you know, there was a lot for this Georgia team to feel great about offensively. Like you said, a little discombobulation there at the end, but you go in, you score when you're supposed to, you score a lot, and you just kind of keep things rolling, man. Look, a lot of teams, I understand all the frustration that you get from today, because there were, like you said, I don't know if it's an effort thing. I don't know if it was a preparation thing. The tackling continues to leave people befuddled, me included. You know, there were just it's unbelievable that we're still talking about this late in the season. It was one of those things you really thought they might get worked out, but the tackling just continues to really be baffling in terms of why can't they bring a guy down? There were so many opportunities where they had a hand on a guy and just could not get him to the ground, and that's so uncharacteristic and so unlike what we're used to seeing from these Kirby Smart defenses. But, you know, again, the offense did what it was supposed to today. You just got to keep putting the pieces together week in and week out, Jake. And I thought that they would have a chance to do that this week. It was just a kind of another characteristic performance of what we've seen this season of one side gets it right. Maybe the other side doesn't. Maybe the timing's off. They just haven't been able to kind of keep it all hitting at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. And I will say that they've definitely shown you they can do enough to win big games. And that's where it's at. But I'll show you something that's not going to fly going forward, and that's this sack-adjusted rush yards. Now, without the three sacks that Georgia had today, that means that they ran for 7.1 yards per carry, a few big plays in that. That's something Georgia's got to get cleaned up. And, listen, not something I'm worried about, you know, long-term. I will say, you know, just kind of getting back to this Christian Miller injury that I think is a pretty important deal. You know, they said it was a shoulder. That's what we do know. He came out in the first quarter, never came back into the game. Miller has started all 11 games for Georgia this season on the interior and has been an absolute warrior. That's something to watch with Georgia having to play Georgia Tech next week, a team that really wants to try and run the football and, you know, is really going to be geared up. But one positive I'll take from this game, Jake, one penalty for 5 yards on Georgia the entire game. And about as good as it, you know, that's about as good as you can play as far as a discipline standpoint. But one penalty for 5 yards, not a bad evening for Georgia.
No, you mentioned though that stat on the rushing, and like you said, Georgia Tech coming in next week. Look, you better have your head on a swivel. Now, Georgia Tech is going to watch this tape. They're going to see some things that they could potentially take advantage of. I think that they play not a dissimilar style, even from UMass, in terms of the way that they approach things. They're UMass, you know, I think that kid put it in the air a couple of times and had a couple of busts by Georgia that made it look maybe a little bit better than it needed to. But, you know, I think that if I'm Georgia Tech, I'm watching the tape today and saying, all right, look, we can probably do some of those same things. So the Bulldogs will have their work cut out for them next week, especially if Christian Miller is not available. He's been an integral part of that defense and the getting up the middle. They've had trouble stopping some guys up the middle. You know, we saw that in Tennessee. There was a couple of opportunities where, you know, I mean, people just going right up the gut on them. And that second level has had some struggles, Jake. And I think that's something that you got to continue to kind of scratch your head about when it comes to this deep in the season.
Yeah, they, you know, last couple weeks they have gotten hit with some plays kind of in, you know, off the midline, kind of between the guards there, and that's something they got to clean up. But they have done a good job of limiting those two. I don't know what happened in that second half play. I think maybe they thought that UMass was going to go into throw mode and they ran it, and that was that. They ripped off 68 yards, but not concerned about Georgia's run defense a whole lot. Definitely not concerned about the defense as a whole. And the challenge comes next week, and that'll be Georgia Tech. As always, I wanted to bring it up one more time. Our friends over at Bulldog Snacks, this show is presented to you by those folks, the official snack of UGA and the Classic City Collective. A portion of the profits from Bulldog Snacks go directly to the UGA student athletes to benefit them with the Classic City Collective. And these things are awesome. They're super tasty. And Black Friday, Cyber Monday are both coming up where you can save 25% on any order of $40 or more. And this is the sample pack right here, Roos. 4 bars, 1 cookie pouch, and free shipping for $20. And I'll grab you a couple of those, get you a little 25% off for Black Friday, and you're good to go. And support those UGA student athletes. All right, Roos, any more parting shots? One more thought before we turn these folks loose and let them get on with their Saturday.
No, you know, not really, man. I think it was nice to see some of those young guys come in there at the end. Chris Cole with a major hit, and then also that recovery for a touchdown. Some encouraging things out of him. Like I said, Gunnar Stockton hit a couple of throws while he was out there too. You know, you'd hope that you would get the opportunity to showcase some of those guys, and I think that you got to feel good that you actually made it there, especially given how things were looking around the half. You thought maybe you were going to have to keep the starters in for a long while. Eventually, Georgia just wore them out, but the young guys getting in and getting some reps, never a bad thing.
The lead grew when the youngsters got in the game. They actually played a little bit better defense, and you know, then again, this is why I'm not worried. They played better defense, and the lead kind of grew when the youngsters got in. So sure. Maybe it was a little bit of hey, how bad do I want to be here today? But they'll get that straightened out, and Tech comes into town Friday night 7:30 on ABC, and we'll have you covered then. We'll have you covered all week. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Enjoy your weekend. Y'all take it easy.